You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The phrase IMHO now seems to be controversial. And TBH, I had no idea there was a dispute about this.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I'm just going to say right up front here, I am in the humble camp on this one. Before we even get to it, I just want to lay that out there.
I appreciate you taking a stand early and strongly. Just to fill in our listeners who might be wondering what IMHO stands for and why you're talking about humbleness right now, IMHO stands for in my blank opinion. What I didn't realize was that there was some disagreement about what the H stands for in this abbreviation. So for you, it's humble. Mm-hmm. For me, it is also humble. But it turns out that lots and lots of people, and perhaps more of them than there are of us, believe that the H in IMHO stands for honest, as in my honest opinion. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because there was a poll on BuzzFeed in May, and the poll results went live on May 2nd. They had about almost 200,000 voters, and of those 200,000 voters, 57% believed that the H in IMHO was honest.
But why? They're wrong. They're clearly wrong.
All right. Well, you and I are in the 43% here. So this was May 2nd. On May 3rd, the Detroit Free Press did a poll. They got quite similar results where 53% of people thought it was honest and 47% thought it was humble. This generated some conversation about the origins of this phrase. And if you look in the early guides to language being used on electronic devices, it typically lists humble first, or it may list only humble. Honest will be seen as a variant. I think one could claim that makes you right. But as we know, language changes. And here it looks like we're seeing a change in progress where perhaps more people are now seeing this as in my honest opinion as opposed to in my humble opinion. I use it typically in a jokey way when you're going to give your opinion, but you're trying to acknowledge that you're about to do, you know, sort of saying, well, in my humble opinion, and now let me tell you what I think.
Well, right. I mean, I think it was originally meant to be sarcastic, and I think some of that is kind of starting to fall away. Personally, when I say it, humble, that is, I use it when I'm cautiously suggesting something. So I think I'm being very sincere when I use it.
I think that's nice, and in a self-deprecating way.
Yes.
Kristen Van Eyck, a graduate student at the University of Michigan, has a really interesting theory for one of the things that may factor into this, which is the expression TBH. Now, TBH you'll find on texting, on Twitter, on Facebook, TBH, to be honest. And you'll get things like, bit shook, TBH, as in, I'm a little bit surprised, to be honest. Given that TBH, the H is honest, it's very possible that that could lead to some confusion or reinterpretation of the H in IMHO to also be honest.
I've also seen people use just IMO, in my opinion, and just leave the H out altogether. But I'm going to be diplomatic right here, and I'm going to say, Anne, in my humble and honest opinion, this has been another great episode. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.